Lindsey Graham cheers Senate Democrat losses as Kavanaugh's revenge. By Sean Moran on November 7, 2018. Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, released a statement on Wednesday cheering red state Senate Democrat losses during the 2018 midterms as Kavanaugh's revenge. What has been referred to as the Kavanaugh effect should actually be called Kavanaugh's revenge, Senator Graham said on Wednesday. The South Carolina senator noted that virtually all Senate Democrats running in Trump states who voted against confirming Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court were defeated last night. Senators Joe Donnelly, DN, Heidi Heitkamp, DND, and Claire McCaskill, DMO, all voted against confirming Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, despite multiple polls across those many states showing their constituents wanted the president's nominee confirmed to the Supreme Court. Virtually all Senate Democrats running in Trump states who voted against Brett Kavanaugh were defeated, Graham continued. Their constituents held them responsible for being part of a despicable smear campaign orchestrated by the left. Polling analysts have to call the race for the Montana and Florida Senate races. However, both Senators Bill Nelson, DFL, and John Tester, DMount, voted against Kavanaugh and could meet the same fate as Heitkamp, McCaskill, and Donnelly. The South Carolina senator continued. These Democrats showed more allegiance to the left than to their constituents who support qualified, conservative judges like Brett Kavanaugh. Their votes against Kavanaugh crystallized how out of touch they had become on major issues in the eyes of their constituents who supported President Trump. Liberal Democratic senators and activists' efforts to destroy Brett Kavanaugh ended up destroying red state Democrats. Hopefully this resounding rejection of the Kavanaugh smear campaign by voters will make it less likely that this will occur again in the future. Graham noted that Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, the only Trump state Democrat that voted for Kavanaugh, won re-election during the 2018 midterm elections. Finally, the lone Democrat who voted for Brett Kavanaugh, West Virginia's Jill Manchin, won re-election by 3 points, Graham concluded. I'm confident that if he had voted no, he would have lost his race too.